Hello and welcome to Gateway's third and final special report from China with me, Ali Stafford. Over the past 11 days, I've been in Guangzhou in the southeast of China, a couple of hours from Hong Kong, where I've been covering some great sporting events while experiencing the Chinese culture. Over the past few days, we've been very busy covering some of the city's big sporting events. On Friday, I was at the World Team Table Tennis Championship, which was taking place in the city. It was held at a massive venue that had previously been built for the Asian Games in 2010. It was a big 6,000-7,000-seater stadium that is primarily used for badminton, but it was being used for table tennis, and the crowds were packed. Table tennis is the national sport here in China. Like it is in many of the Southeast Asian countries, and it was so popular. Five of the eight teams that progressed to the quarterfinals of the men's competition were from Southeast Asia. None of the British nations had a team in the competition, although there were European contingents from the Netherlands and Germany, to name but a couple. It was a cracking event. It was a really good standard of table tennis, as you would expect, and a great day out. It was a four-day competition. I was there for day two, which was the final round of the first round matches, and then the first set of quarterfinal fixtures as well. On Saturday, it was down to the University Town Stadium for the IRB World Sevens Series event, which is taking place. It was a two-day competition that saw 12 of the world's best women's sevens rugby sides compete. England were there, as were Ireland. Wales and Scotland weren't, but England and Ireland both did okay. England reached the final before being beaten 19-5 by New Zealand, while Ireland finished fifth but won the plate competition after beating the Netherlands in the final. Again, fantastic facilities, fantastic venue. One thing I would say is the weather. It was completely bizarre. It was 10 to 3 in the afternoon, and suddenly it was pitch black. And I mean, it was like it was the middle of the night. And it was so dark, the floodlights came on, and then the mother of all thunderstorms came. Play had to be stopped for nearly an hour, and when play resumed, the pitches were full of puddles, the stadium was soaking wet, the advertising hoardings had been blown over. If that was in England, it probably wouldn't have continued, but here they did, and they did a fantastic job of it. Sunday, I was at Guangzhou RNF, which is one of the Super League sides, which is the highest division of Chinese football. Saw them in action against Shandong in the league. RNF have had a disappointing start to the season. They'd lost their opening two games. They lost again. They were beaten 2-0. The standard is not great. I mean, Guangzhou have got a couple of names that may be recognisable players. One of those is Yakuba, who used to play for Everton, Middlesbrough, Blackburn, Leicester, a few other English clubs as well. But he was well off the pace, as was a lot of the players. I mean, if you were comparing it to the English game, I don't think any of those players would get in, definitely not get into a Premiership or Championship side, and very few would even get in League 1, League 2. The standard is poor. The atmosphere was fantastic, though. A good 20, 25,000 there at the ground, all cheering. Had an ultra section of the supporters with very vocal fans waving flags. It was, again, fantastic atmosphere. Great, great day out. But RNF, bottom of the table. There is another football team in the city, Guangzhou Evergrande. They're playing in the champion, or the Asian equivalent of the Champions League. They're the Super League champions. They're a really, really good side. Some of my colleagues have been covering some of the lesser participated sports in the city. The Gaelic football team, the Australian rules football team. There's also an ultimate frisbee league in China, which is quite bizarre. At the moment out here, it's kind of the low 20s in terms of heat. Very humid, lots of mosquitoes about. I've been bitten severely. It's one of the things you don't think about when you travel out here, but I've got 20, 30 bites on my legs, and they're all very, very painful. I've only got a couple of days left at the trip. It's a chance, perhaps, to explore the city in a bit more detail. We've seen bits of it over the week so far, covering the various sporting events. As this week is quite quiet sports-wise, it's given us a chance to look at some of the other things the city has to offer. Those include things like the Canton Tower, which is a massive tower in Guangzhou. It's higher, way higher than the London Eye, much higher than the Shard in London as well, two or three times higher than that, so it's a chance to climb that and look at the views from beyond. As I mentioned the other day, when climbing the Bayan Mountain, it is very smoggy here because of the pollution, so I don't know whether that will be an issue when climbing the tower. From a cultural point of view, we've seen a few things over the past couple of days that were very, very strange. The food market, which there are several of in the city, whereas when we have a market, the animals are dead They've already been filleted in many cases, and you buy your food to cook. Here it's very, very different. There are tanks for the fish. The fish are in very contained tanks where there's not a lot of water, not a lot of space for them to move about. And you just literally pick your fish. They take it out of the water, kill it there and then. It's the same with the chickens. They're all in their hutch. All, again, not very space. Kind of animal well-being isn't really considered in these cases. And again, you pick the chicken comes out of the hatch, they weigh the chicken and then kill it and then serve it, or you take it away. They eat some very bizarre things though. There's in this food market, things like snakes and turtles as well were being eaten. Over the last 2 days of the trip, I explored some of the sightseeing parts of the city, including the Canton Tower, which is the third highest tower in the world, 600 metres high. Climbing that was an experience. 109 floors we were allowed to go up to, but because of the wet weather, we couldn't climb all the way to the top. The smog in the city meant that the view wasn't great, but on a clear day, you can see over 100 miles, so it'd be well worth visiting that. We also saw some of the other sites in the city, which is a lovely place to visit. I'm now back home in cold, wintry England, it seems, which is bizarre considering it's April. A real culture shock from the 25 degrees of Guangzhou. We'll be back to the normal sports roundups over the weekend. You'll find out how the local teams got on Monday, but in the meantime, have a good weekend.